The COVID House is a sequential narrative about a series of world events. In order to fully understand the implications of the knowledge of what is happening behind the scenes, it is recommended that you start at season one, previously on the COVID House.
What did I say about calling me TJ? Only the people I care about can call me
TJ?
Ebony? Ebony, wait!
To the one who rises.
The one who what?
It's a long story. I need him to experience the suffering that I faced, to feel the pain that I felt for months. Find him and bring him to me, and I promise you, you'll see just what the one who rises is about.
To the one who rises.
Yes, to the one who rises.
Did you hear something? Wait, the security system just triggered. Honey, the kids, get them to the safe room.
TJ, baby, is everything okay?
It's okay. Go inside, I promise. I'll be right there. I don't know who's outside, but I knew this day would come. Whoever you are, come out. How did they find us? I said stop hiding. I'll do everything in my power to protect my family.
To the one who rises.
You?
Yes, it's Justin Connors.
I know you. You're the one who picked us up at the facility and rescued us.
I spent a long time searching for you, but I'm finally
here. You must not have got the hint. Obviously, I was not trying to be found.
Of course. You made it so only those who were worthy could find you. I hope I passed your test.
Hiding wasn't a test. I was protecting my family.
But what about the mission you gave me?
Mission?
You said that you needed me to find the Judas who stabbed you in the back, the person who betrayed you, to make him feel the pain that you felt.
No. I mean, yes, I did. But that was a moment where I let my anger get the best of me. I've had time to reflect on what really matters, and I've left that life behind.
But I remember the conversation like it was yesterday.
Yesterday? That was well over a year ago. I didn't think you were still searching.
I've dedicated my life to this. You have no idea what I've sacrificed to fulfill your promise.
Look, I understand, but now it's time to let that go.
Let go? I don't think you understand. After all this time, I finished my search and found the one who lied to you. This is exactly what you're looking for.
You found him?
He's on a flight back to the United States right now with a man named Max.
And he's with Max?
I'm tracking their jet as we speak. It's a long flight, so if we move quickly, we can head them off and catch them before they land. It took the last of my connections to find this. We won't get another chance.
Another life, I wouldn't have hesitated to exact my revenge, but things have changed.
Changed? Maybe for you, but nothing's changed for the little guy who's fighting tooth and nail every day to survive. But if you stand up for us, if you rise again, then nothing in this world can stop us.
Listen, I'm not interested in that information anymore. I'm a different man now.
Different. So I spent a year searching everywhere, finding dead end after dead end. But when I finally find what I'm searching for after all this time, you back down? I never thought I'd say this, but how could you be such a coward?
I see you've been through a lot. And I'm a different man now, so I'll let that slide. But you must understand, it was the coward in me who was focused only on revenge. But today I found the courage to forgive.
You make it sound so easy.
It's not. It's taken a lot of time to get to this place in my life, but it's not.
Wait, what is this house? There are toys in the front yard. You have kids?
No, don't you mention my kids.
No, I'm sorry. It's just that the stories they told about how you lost everything and that you wanted to fight the cabal of abuse and conspiracy. How you were the only one to stand up and destroy those houses when no one else would. And that you became the one who rises so you could make them pay. You were supposed to fight for the little guy. I thought that was the real you.
Nah, stop right there. You only know the hurt and pain I experienced when I thought I'd lost everything.
We could have changed things.
Look, I've been willing to tolerate this conversation with you because you've helped me in the past. But I won't hesitate to protect my family. Now, I'm laser focused on what really matters, the safety of my family. So I'm asking you and whoever's out there to leave, step away, and never come back.
No. No one's out there. It's just me. When we split off from the Boundless Citizens, a few others pledged their loyalty to you, but I was the only one committed enough to stick with it through for this long.
Sometimes you can't find what you're searching for in others. Sometimes you have to look within.
Look within? Oh, I've done that. And you know what I found? Absolutely nothing. So I've dedicated my life to you, sir, but I see now that was a waste. I'll just leave this right here and be on my way. I'm sorry I ever believed in you.
Hey, wait, don't leave. Look, my kids, two girls and a boy, they lost their mom, so we took them in. She lost her battle with COVID early in the pandemic, and the kids were in and out of foster homes until my wife and I were able to take them in. Before those kids, I had every urge to hurt those responsible for my pain. I blamed others for taking away the good parts of me because I believed that I could never recover and be the good TJ again.
TJ? I never knew your name.
Yeah, that's what my wife calls me. And when I thought she was gone, I couldn't take that pain or memory of hearing anyone else call me TJ. I blamed others for her loss, but that blame consumed everything I did until I found my wife again, and she convinced me to do something good by taking in those kids.
That must mean a lot to you. Wait, your kids are inside now? They must think you're in trouble. You should tell them you're safe.
No, it's okay. I've already sent them the all-clear signal electronically. They know I'm all right. I've spent my life fighting, from school to the military, and then when the COVID houses. But now I'm fighting for my family, and that's all that matters.
What about those people out there fighting to get by? I still feel like we're in a giant game of real-life Monopoly that no one gets to win.
Maybe in a way it is a game. You know, the first version of Monopoly is about building a better society. But when I think about my kids and the cards that they were dealt, I'm just trying my best for us to be a solid family so we have a new set of rules. The only way for things to change are if enough people fix the small thing and allow us to look in the mirror and be proud of what we see. And in that mirror, I see the good TJ again. And that's only because of those kids.
But when I look in the mirror, I see someone who worked at those houses. I see my mother. I can't.
Justin, come. You're Dr. Connor's son?
Yes. And that's why we need to stop that fight. Because Max made my mother work at those houses. He spoke with my mother and made her do psychological tests on kids. She never would have done those things without him. And if you get your revenge, then I can take out Max, and together we both get what we want.
No. Look, I knew Dr. Connors. Not very well, but when I saw her, she talked about you. I mean, how much you meant to her.
Oh, sure. That's why she ran away and isolated herself behind walls when the world was shut down and when I needed her most. Is that why she chose the COVID houses over me? Is that why she hurt people? She did something unforgivable.
You can't make up for her mistakes. Trust me, I've made enough mistakes to know that. People can change in life. I think you should call her. No, you need to call her.
After what she did, I'll never speak to her again.
Look, all of us, every single one of us, as long as humanity lives on, we will always make mistakes. But if we spend our lives blaming each other for those mistakes, it will consume us and we'll never find a solution to our hurt and pain, which is that people in our lives who care about us can help look past those mistakes and convince us that we can be good again. Those are the people who impact your life in ways that you'll never understand.
You say that, but do I really just call her?
Look, since the day you rescued me, I sat back and waited for a day like this. I expected that it would only be a matter of time before someone from the COVID houses found me and I'd have to fight for my survival. So I made a rule, never to let anyone through that door for the fear of the unknown. But I realized that I can no longer live my life like that. So for the first time, I'm going to invite you into my house.
Thank you. I'd be honored.
You see that over there? That shed was built by my own two hands. We store our tools. Some of the kids' toys are there. You know, we've all been impacted by the isolation, the hurt, the pain. And for the past few years, in one way or another, I see now it's time to leave all that in the past. This family was brought together by this pandemic, and look at what we've made in the face of our struggle. In some ways, this right here is my COVID house. Except instead of dedicating my life to struggle, I'm now dedicating my life to putting everything that I have into building it. Remember, you can change your life at any moment. if you accept who you are and focus on the true purpose.
But my purpose was always the cause. Should I just stop and move on? How can you be sure?
Now, our causes shape who we are, but sometimes they're only meant to put us on a path to where we're meant to be. Years ago, a man taught me that sometimes a rule that is made in response to hurt and pain can be broken. So, Justin, right now I'm deciding to break my rule and let people into our lives again because I finally built something that has a real foundation, and I owe that to my family and faith. So making that decision has changed everything for me. So if I can find my way back, then I know you can too. I know it.
Wish I could share your confidence.
Trust me, come inside. Come inside and meet my family. We were just sitting down for dinner, and you're welcome to join us.
Thank you. I will. Just give me a moment.
Take your time.
Hello?
Hi.
This number, is this?
It's me.
Justin?
I got wrapped up in something.
Justin, I've been trying to find you, honey. Are you okay?
I've been in some pretty bad stuff. I can't seem to let it go.
It's okay, honey.
I made it so I couldn't be found, Mom. I pushed everyone away.
That's in the past.
I just feel so lost.
Not anymore. I will do everything I can to make sure we never lose each other. Ever again. Come to the house, please. Just come home.
Home? Can we really just start over? I've missed out on so much. Missed out on everything. How can I just come back?
You can forget everything. It's never too late to start over. Honey, we've talked about this, about missing out.
Yes. You said that as long as there are people around who you care about.
Then you're never missing out at all.
I remember.
I love you, son. It's time we spend our lives making the right decisions. And I'll do everything in my power to get us back to where we need to be.
Mom, I love you. I won't give up again.
I love you so much.
It's time for me to find my way back.
More than you could ever know.
Tim, get up. We're here. And now I have one last job for you.
Okay. What do you mean here? My head. One last job. How? What?
This is it. After today, there'll be nothing left.
What do you mean?
Well, at least for me. I'll never ask for anything again. Because this one final task will mean I wake up in a different world. A world where literally everything has changed.
I don't understand.
Well, soon you will. I'll explain everything. And when you see what I built, everything will make sense like never before.
This place. It's massive.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to the end.
Next topic in our roundtable. We've received word.
Oh, this is rich.
Hold on. Let's get the story out. We've received word that a man claiming to be Walt Disney has emerged and is currently alive and well.
The Walt Disney? Oh, this is too much. This has to be a joke.
The claims are real, but is this the actual person?
In all my years on the news, the things I've seen, but this?
This video is gaining views online. He seems to be giving a tour of some kind of machine where he was cryogenically frozen.
Sue, let me stop you right here. This can't be real.
Well, what if it's real?
Are you guys playing a prank on me? Am I on candid camera? Oh, wait, you probably don't even know what that is.
My grandmother actually believed Disney was frozen.
I just can't believe it. If, and I mean if, it's not a hoax, maybe it would be kind of cool.
To believe in magic again, I tell ya, we could really use it in these times.
I don't know. There's some lawyers somewhere just chomping at the bit. This has to be a lawsuit waiting to happen.
If it's true, that would make him 121 years old.
You know, he looks pretty good.
It's what people are talking about.
Still can't wrap my head around this, but hey, that's the news.
All right, moving on. more international flooding and power outages, and the latest on upcoming rate hikes. Is inflation getting under control, or are we in a full-blown recession? More on this after the break.